Great. So let's begin a little bit by recapping some of the information. You were on here last month, I think it was the 18th or 14th of November, and you gave us some information about the different obstacles that WAPA was facing with the lead in St. Croix. If you could just recap that, and then we'll go forward with some of the different, some new news came up while you, since that month has passed, and you can provide as much information as you like.
Thank you so much. Yes, so on September 28th and 29th, in collaboration with the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, along with Department of Planning and Natural Resources, DPNR, and the University of the Virgin Islands, WAPA conducted extended sampling across the island of St. Croix, and EPA found high levels of lead and copper. And from that moment, we educated the public with an advisory along with the governor on a no drinking across the island of St. Croix. Now, though there have been several areas that have been identified that have been impacted, we have actually started to execute a new initiative. It's the Clean Water Action Initiative. And since activating this initiative, we have since distributed $100 water coupon or vouchers to residents that have utilized or have been utilizing WAPA's water over the past 6 months and have been able to utilize those vouchers to purchase water. Moving forward, we continue to conduct additional sampling. And as part of that additional sampling, we found that Alfredo Andrews, as well as John H. Woodson High School Educational Complex, and the WAPA Standpoint Entry were all tested clear for lead. So we did not find high levels of lead in those areas. We continue to sample across the island of St. Croix. In fact, most recently, the Environmental Protection Agency conducted sequential sampling in just about 13 homes following the lead and copper protocol. And fortunately, we did find extremely low levels in those samples. That's good news for the island. And we'll be continuing to sample, and we'll be looking forward to sharing that information on those samples that EPA has reported in the coming days. And along with that, customers, residents, the public, they can find more information at our new website, which hosts the information on the efforts that WAPA is conducting on providing relief to our customers, and that's at www.cleanwaterusci.com. Since also identifying these areas, several agencies have been involved. We are very grateful for the collaborative effort, especially by the incident commanders under the Department of Health, as well as the Department of Planning and Natural Resources. In fact, if residents have concerns in regards to lead, as well as testing availability, they can call Department of Health's hotline, and they have stood up two hotlines, and they are 340-712-6299 and 340-776-1519. Now, those hotlines are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for individuals who have concerns regarding sampling of water, they can call DPNR's hotline, which is 340-514-3666. So in addition to providing the vouchers, which we are still distributing this week and for the next few months up until the vouchers expire on February 19, 2024, customers are welcome to come in to our after-hours extended hours this week, Monday through Thursday, at the Sunny Isles Business Office. And then they can continue to check their eligibility on the website, cleanwaterusci.com. Now, if they are looking for some data that has been provided previously, they can visit WAPA's website, viwapa.vi/stxwater. And both of those hotlines, as mentioned, again, are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, I've definitely mentioned the most recent efforts that WAPA has been undergoing, but we do have other short-term initiatives as well as long-term initiatives that's going to continue to improve the structure, the infrastructure system here on St. Croix so we can provide that clean, quality water for our customers. And that includes some of our drinking water rehabilitation projects. Most recently, we have completed the Campo Rico project, the Clifton Hill project over the summer, and we are about 70% complete at the Campo Rico project. We are looking to extend to the Hannah's Res project, which will be installing all new pipes, additional hydrants, a more efficient system with the placement of the water meters, as well as extending our services to customers in these areas. And I think it's important to note that historically, WAPA has seen and known of the issues and have been working towards fixing these issues as we went through the projects in the town of Frederickstead, as well as the rehabilitating of projects in downtown Christiansted. So it is a work in progress, and we hope that the community do visit our website and check out the information that we have provided as we update them on where we are on providing them with that clean water.
As you mentioned earlier that you had a few other departments that are is working with WAPA on the different testing. I know DPNR, I know you mentioned DPNR and there was a few others. Are they still in collaboration? And Department of Health, are they still working along with you, along with Vitima?
I'm sorry, the sound is coming in a little tough for me. Can you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry. You mentioned earlier that there were a few departments that you collaborated with, especially last time you were here. Are you still collaborating with, I think the few that you mentioned was DPNR, Vitima, Department of Health, and I think even UVI had a point of assisting you. How has that been in the recent terms?
Oh, absolutely. We continue to work with many agencies, both locally and federally. And so on a daily basis, our incident command leads a slew of agencies, including, as you mentioned, Vitima, DPNR, Department of Health, VIPD, Department of Agriculture, Department of Education, VI Housing Authority, VI National Guard, as well as now we have included FEMA in addition to the Environmental Protection Agency. And honestly, and I know I'm missing the Bureau of Information Technology, BIT, it's really been a very productive several weeks, because in addition to a successful execution of the water distribution, we are anticipating just as much ability to serve our community with the distribution of the filters that are coming up. So we are planning to distribute faucet filters as well as picture filters for the water customers who are in the impacted areas. And this could not be done without the support from each of these agencies, in addition to the appropriation that has been approved and provided by the 35th legislature for providing the water vouchers through the Environmental Protection Agency, through Department of Planning and Natural Resources. We are going to be able to provide those filters. And we are looking at providing lead testing kits for customers who are interested with testing their homes as well. So this effort continues. We are moving, we're moving expeditiously because we understand the concern and the great need that exists within the community. So I want people to know that WAPA is working both on, near-term relief as well as some of the long-term projects that are going to see the lasting results that we are reaching for all of our customers across the entire water system.
Great. I'm not sure if last time you were here, it was the president had signed a declaration of state of emergency. Can you explain a little bit about that and how that affects WAPA?
So with the approval of the state of emergency, we are provided with additional support through FEMA. So FEMA does have boots on the ground, so to speak, in the territory to support the agencies that are involved. In fact, just today, we met with the individuals from FEMA on the support that's needed on the planning side, the project management side, and of course, the potential funding that is needed to support the efforts that we are undergoing currently.
As a group, last time you were here, you mentioned that you guys met, I think, daily. Has it stayed daily, or are you guys meeting weekly now?
We continue to meet on a daily basis. That has not let up. Heads of leadership meets around 7:30 a.m. Staff and general meeting is at 8 a.m. We've got tactical meetings. We've got technical meetings with DPNR and EPA. We have the Joint Information Center that pulls all the public information officers, so all of the individuals who focus on communication and outreach within each of these agencies, including the Environmental Protection Agency, meets regularly throughout the week. And then we also review on a daily basis the planning group, which oversees what's the plan, how is the plan moving along, what are the potential resources needed for the plan, and if the agencies involved both support and approve the plan. So this is still happening every day.
As you mentioned, now that FEMA is involved because of the state of the emergency, I assume they're at every meeting?
Yes. So FEMA has been rolled into the organizational structure of these of the incident command. And so it's important to note that as much as WAPA leads the efforts for providing that relief to customers, so we're leading the water voucher distribution, we're leading the outreach on the upcoming filter distribution, we're leading the efforts as we continue to sample and continue to test and continue to communicate. The Department of Health, as well as Department of Planning and Natural Resources, both of their commissioners respectively are the incident commanders that oversee the entire effort under the incident command that has been stood up due to this emergency. And now FEMA has been brought in to that organizational structure, which is deeply supported by Vitima, who has the experience and the expertise in overseeing emergencies throughout the territory.
Great to hear. As you mentioned, the Department of Health is one of the lead agencies. What are their real responsibilities other than doing the testing?
Well, I must say that the role that Department of Health has played has been not just substantial, but really critical in ensuring that customers and residents overall feel safe about the health and the concerns that they have in regards to their health. So Department of Health has initiated testing every single child in school on the island of St. Croix. And on a daily basis, we hear those updates about the schools that they have attended. In fact, they're becoming even more hyper-focused on the children who are from zero, which zero would be pregnant women, and children, up to 4 years old. But initially, their focus was 0 to 6, and they tested in the public schools, in the private schools, as well as the parochial schools. In fact, tomorrow, they will be continuing their boots on the ground, and they will be at the Harvey basketball court, which is Nirmachanchal, and they'll be offering free testing, blood testing for lead for children 0 to 6 years old. And even just this morning, as we were on the radio together, Dr. Ellis from Department of Health mentioned that they're not turning children away. So if you happen to have children who are over the age of 6, they're not going to turn away. So we're asking you to please come, please see them. They're going to be out there from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then they'll also be continuing to other neighborhoods that have been impacted to provide that that free testing for children. In addition to that, the Frederickstead Health Center is offering testing for adults. And so they have been really a crucial, you know, entity or organization that is critical in providing that sense of peace for our customers, knowing that they have that support and in that free lead testing, as well as the other concerns that may come up, which sometimes can be, you know, mental health. And I must say as well that today they were very much encouraging folks to get their flu tests. But, you know, so they are a wealth of resources when it comes to the health of our residents and our water customers.
Great to hear. How about the Department of Planning and Natural Resources? You stated they're a lead agency as well.
So the Department of Planning and Natural Resources, DPNR, they are the regulatory agency that oversees the sampling and the testing of the water across the system. So when we talk about sampling, we're really talking about DPNR sampling and water and WAPA providing the plan for that sampling based on, you know, strategic places. So DPNR's role is ensuring that the sampling process is followed, the protocol for lead and copper is established, and they are really our liaison, or sort of like the go-between between the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, and WAPA. So every test results that we receive back are then reviewed with DPNR and then subsequently reviewed by EPA. So there is a very close relationship, but both DPNR and EPA are truly there to ensure that the sampling process is followed, as well as the sampling across businesses as well. So not just on what samples we're taking out there in the field, but they also oversee the quality of water with bottled water and water hollows and things like that.
You mentioned earlier about the filtration. Who's in charge of that? Is that health or DPNR, or is it just WAPA itself that's providing these items for the customers that are in affected area? Hello? I'm sorry.
Yep.
No. Yes. I was saying the earlier you mentioned the filters. Is WAPA in charge of that, or is it Department of Health, or is it DPNR?
So WAPA is procuring the filters. So we are purchasing the filters, and we'll be distributing the filters. The support that we receive is really going to be from the VI National Guard, VITIMA, VIPD, and all the folks that assisted with the first initial distribution of the vouchers. So what we're looking at is a very similar process with having an initial initial days. I can't say if it's weekend or not, because maybe we'll have it in the middle of the week or, you know, over a series of days, because that has not yet been determined logistically. But we will be standing up, very similar to the water voucher distribution, an opportunity for customers to come throughout the day at different spots to pick up their vouchers. And then with that first robust distribution, then we'll open it up for individuals to come and pick up through other means. Now, it's so important, because when we first had the voucher distribution, We saw a great crowd on Saturday when we kicked off, and we were so pleased across all the distribution centers or sites. And so, and then on Sunday and Monday, that tapered off a bit, but we continue to see a consistent flow. So we are hoping that people actually take advantage, because believe it or not, there were very minimal lines. It was a very easy process for the individuals who we had to follow up with. We've in fact all contacted them since, and they've been able to come in and pick up their vouchers. So it's important that we know that the system, in terms of, you know, technology, isn't going to be perfect. So there were a few homes that were not on the online portal that have since been updated. For one reason or other, it could have been the spelling in the system, etc. But we have taken the additional effort and reached out to these individuals and let them know that they can come into the office now and pick up the voucher. So we're looking for a very similar process once we're ready to distribute, once WAPA is ready to distribute the filters. We're going to set up an event, have people come in at these distribution centers, and then following that major event, we'll open up the office as we are right now, possibly at the extended hours, so that we want to ensure that, you know, they're not waiting, quote unquote, our regular lines, but they're really the focus of the customer service team. And so, you know, folks at WAPA really have been working around the clock to provide this assistance and provide this relief to our customers. So this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are still having extended hours from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. for customers to pick up their water vouchers. And then beginning next week, they can come in at any time. But we're still encouraging people to take advantage of the minimal lines that we're seeing for folks as they come in for their vouchers, because it really is a very smooth and efficient process. They bring in their water bill, they bring an ID, we confirm their eligibility, and they receive the vouchers. Thank you, goodbye, enjoy, you know, utilizing your $100 on water at, you know, the five locations that have been set up and approved to accept the coupons.
Great to hear. Do you mind, I have to take one quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Having a wedding or an event with a group of people and need a shuttle service, call 340-771-0703 or 407-719-2635.
Hi. Do you want your child to learn a new game? How about chess? If so, call Mr. Wilkinson at 340-514-7054 or Mr. Allen at 340-514-2994. Call those numbers for more information to improve your child's chess abilities. Again, that's 340-514-7054 for Mr. Wilkinson, or 340-514-2994 for Mr. Allen. Have a great time.
For more information on the St. Thomas Sail and Power Squadron and how to become a member, boating education, and safe boating, please contact Commander Maurice Donovan at 340-513-4805 or Past Commander Larry Benjamin at 340-344-3106.
My name is James Chapman, and I live in Seattle, Washington. I listen to 90.9 FM by live stream.
Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. My name is Lawrence Michelta, and my guest this evening is Chanel Peterson, Communication Director for WAPA. So, Ms. Peterson, you provided a lot of information on what WAPA is going through. What can we expect in the next couple of weeks, and do we see an end to this situation?
Thank you for that question. So, as mentioned, we continue to identify ways that we can provide those near-term relief, such as providing the water vouchers to customers who have yet to pick up their coupons. as well as providing filters for individuals who are in the areas, again, that are being impacted. And then we are still working on providing credit to our customers who are also within the areas that have been impacted. So these are all of the near-term solutions and efforts of relief that we are working on for our customers. In the coming months, we continue to work on the rehabilitation projects. So continuing with the Hannah's Rest project in 2024 and moving towards completion on the Campo Rico project, which is currently at the 70%. I think it's important to note that we have been working on these rehabilitation projects for years. And it is, and it has been very important for us to focus on the efforts in St. Croix, because we understand that St. Croix does have a very aged system. And so things like the replacement of old ductile pipes, old ductile iron pipes in Frederickstead, downtown Frederickstead, as well as downtown Christiansted, have been a priority. When we talk about these projects, we are utilizing the funds that we are allocated on an annual basis provided from the Environmental Protection Agency through the Drinking Water Rehabilitation Program through DPNR. So we utilize those funds every year to do project by project. Fortunately, with the FEMA funds, we are going to be executing the Prudent Replacement Program. So the Prudent Replacement Program is going to see an entire overhaul of all the pipes, all the valves, the meters, the storage tanks, the pumps across all of St. Croix. So this is another huge undertaking. We're looking at over 281 miles of pipes across St. Croix that's going to be all brand new, PVC, and up to the new standards from EPA. So I say that to say, as much as what we are doing now is becoming more seen in the community, I think it's important for the community to know that this is not new. We have been working on these projects. We have been fixing these areas, but it simply takes time and it takes money. And so we are so grateful for the funds now that are coming through FEMA that will be able to allow us to prioritize and executing a lot of these projects near term. In addition to that, with the 36 areas that we did identify that had the high levels of lead, we have already contracted with contractors on St. Croix to replace those ductile iron pipes, as well as the possible fixtures that were placed there that may have components of lead and or is impacting the amount of lead that is leaching into the water. It's important that people can understand that prior, just a few years ago, EPA's requirements allowed for certain components of the service line to have a percentage of lead. In the last most recent years, those guidelines have been updated to a much more lower percentage. And so some of the material that were replaced, let's say 10 years ago, may have had some of the components that were per EPA guidelines approved, but per today's standards are much lower. So that's really another priority. And as we continue to work on all these other near-term efforts, we will continue to replace those pipes, as well as the work that we're doing with DPNR to continue to sample at the tap. And I say at the tap because initially when we went out sampling for why, for trying to identify why we were seeing the red and brown water, we were sampling at the meter. And if anybody's read the news or seeing, you know, some of the readings that are coming out about how sampling at the meter may actually impact the results, EPA, WAPA, DPNOF all agreed moving forward will continue to follow the lead and copper protocol and exclusively sample at the tap. And as we sample at the tap, per the summary that EPA will be presenting in the next few days, it will show that the levels are significantly lower and are in fact below the action level and are within compliance of EPA standards. But we want everybody to know that we will continue to strive for the highest quality water, and we will continue to sample so that we can communicate with the public as to the areas that are below the action level, as well as the areas that we need to conduct either exploratory digging and or to replace service lines to ensure that we're providing that quality water to all of our customers across St. Croix.
Great to hear. I think if you could, I know I asked you about what can we expect in the future, but can you talk a little bit about how currently WAPA produces good water at the plant, and it's just some of the piping, because there's certain places that the water is good. There's certain areas that it's tainted a little bit. But of course, last time you were here, you explained that all the water haulers are getting good quality water.
Thank you for that question. Absolutely. So we test at the Seven Seas plant production where they produce the water through reverse osmosis. And the tests from the plant come back below detection level. And then further, when we test at what we call the standpipe entry point, that's the place where the water haulers come and they pick up the water and they fill their trucks and they deliver to your cisterns. At that point, at the standpipe at WAPA's production plant, that water has also tested below detection level. And so for customers who are receiving water from the water haulers from those areas, they can rest assured that those standpipes have been tested and have been cleared. And so that's definitely good news. So the issue is not at the source. Where we are seeing the challenge is along the system where the water is running through the pipes, which may be leaching lead in some areas with elevated levels. And I'm glad you also mentioned that it's not the entire island. It's not every area, because as we've mentioned, out of the 66, yes, 36 tested high, and that's why we are focusing on those 20 or so neighborhoods. But in the other areas that we have tested, we fortunately did not find those high levels. And as we're mentioning, you know, just talking about overall challenges on the water system, challenges on the aging of the pipes, we have had some concerns about people who may be receiving red brown water. And it's important to note that lead does not have a color. There is no taste, there is no smell, there is no odor. So the red-brown water that some customers may be experiencing is truly because of the ductile iron pipes. It could also be because of stagnant water in the pipes. And honestly, for customers who are sitting on what we call dead ends or at the end of their neighborhood, the end of the pipe or the system, those are the customers that can sometimes see and experience the red-brown water. But just because you have red-brown water doesn't mean that your water is high with levels of lead or copper. And so that's really important, because we've had quite a few persons who have been sort of like muddling the difference. And it's not to say that we are not focused on that as well. as you know, one of my favorite phrases from the Congresswoman Plaskett is, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. So we are hyper-focused on the health of our customers and ensuring that we provide that relief for customers who are impacted by lead, but we're also simultaneously working on replacing those iron ductile pipes with PVC and lead-free components so that people will no longer have or experience that red-brown water.
Great to hear. One last statement before, because I'm running out of time. If with the red and brown water, if you can touch a little bit on the filters that you're going to get next week, or the two type of filters that you stated earlier, and then we'll wrap up.
So the filters that we're focused on that we'll be providing is specific to removing lead in the water. So the faucet or sink filter will be specific to removing the lead, as well as the pitchers that we'll be providing. We'll be providing water that will be drinkable, because it will also be removing the lead in the water. One of the biggest challenges we had to really work through is the complexity of the issues that the water system has. And as we talk about red water, brown water, lead, copper. So they're really, and we've spoken with the top leading brands across in the country, Pure, Brita, and we're really looking at these from a wholesale level and identifying, is there truly a one fits all? And our main focus is being able to remove the lead so that the water can be safe for customers. So that's really what we're focusing on. And that's the information and the products that we're receiving from Pure and Brita are going to be focused on removing the lead. We also have been in conversations with some of our local retailers who provide filters and replacement filters. So places like Home Depot, Gallows Bay, they can have those subsequent equipment that will be needed to ensure, you know, that long-term usage of these filters that we're providing. So we're definitely looking at this holistically and not just short term.
Okay, so but the filters won't be able to clear the water from the red and the brown discoloration?
At this time, I do not have confirmation that that is the case. That's correct.
Okay, no problem. Well, I have like 1 minute left, if you could just wrap up and make your last comments.
Absolutely. So I want to thank you again so much for having us this evening. And despite the technical issues we had, I think we had a great opportunity to talk about a lot of the efforts that WAPA is conducting through the Clean Water Action Initiative. If people are interested in learning more about the Clean Water Action Initiative, learning about whether they are eligible for some of these initiatives that we're putting out there, they can visit www.cleanwaterusbi.com. They can also stay updated on WAPA's Facebook page, USBI WAPA, as well as our Instagram, our Twitter, our LinkedIn. And also, if they're wanting to talk to customer service, they can call 340-773-2250, or they can email customer.service@viwapa.vi. So thank you again for having me, and I'm looking forward to being able to provide additional updates and relief to our customers who are being impacted.
Great. Thank you so much for calling, and I expect to talk to you next month.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Bye. That brings us to the end of Just Government for this evening. I should be on Saturday, 12 to 2. Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. Is it a misplaced melancholy?